Congress mandated the September progress report and testimony. They got it. So now what? Well, we're joined by Congressman Rahm Emanuel, Democrat of Illinois. He's chair of the House Democratic Caucus. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Melissa. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Democratic efforts in Congress before to tie funding for the war to a withdrawal deadline failed. Would you say that legislation mandating a withdrawal timeline now is dead?
No, I would. Listen, I think where we are right now is that, you know, these earphones are getting me a bubble back here. I think where we are right now is that, in fact, we've got an acknowledgement that these reports for accountability and for benchmarks have counted for something. And the fact is, we've gotten four reports in 4 weeks, which are four more than we got in 4 years when the Republicans were running things. The second thing that's very important is we finally got an acknowledgement that the troop flow should go out, not in. Now, we happen to think it should be faster and quicker because we're asking our military to solve a political problem. And one of the things that's most disconcerting or most disheartening there is we are into this war effort 4.5 years, going on our fifth year. We've lost 4,000 American boys and girls.
Not quite.
We're close to, getting close to 3,800. We've spent about $500 billion, $500 billion. And yes, we can point to progress in Anbar, but we can't point to progress between Shiite and Sunnis.
But Congressman, if you didn't have the votes to get that bill passed before, what makes you think you would have them now?
Well, what I'm saying is we've altered the debate and the sense of where we have to go. Now we believe it's got to be faster. No, we don't have all the votes there before. But what I do think is important is to acknowledge that for 4 years, we were told mission was accomplished. For 4 years, we were told us the insurgency was in its last throes. And the Congress basically high-fived each other, said victory's at hand. We now have four reports. The NIE says al-Qaeda is reconfigured and stronger than before. The GAO, the General Accounting Office, says that, in fact, they haven't met the political benchmarks. The other reports by General Jones says the Army and the police are nowhere near ready, as have been told before. And now we have this report. For the first time, you've had four reports in 4 weeks, which are four more than we had in 4 years, and we've actually had something to measure the progress. That's significant. The second thing is we're holding hearings to actually bring that kind of accountability, and most importantly, we have finally forced the administration to realize that you can't have an endless open occupation and an endless sense of this war.
But the message today from General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker was we're going to start a withdrawal, but we need to be there in great numbers and we need to be there for some time to come.
Right. And I think that, you know, you can never run a foreign policy without the support of the American people. And the American people realized after every contribution of both blood, treasure, and reputation that this has gone on too long. And there is not a bridge to build between where the American people are and how long Ambassador Crocker and General Petraeus need the support of the American people, because we have given, and yet we still don't see the progress in the country between Sunni and Shiite in reconciliation. Remember, everything our military has been asked since day one, they've accomplished. They've invaded a country successfully, defeated an army successfully, seized a dictator successfully, and now are settling some of the security challenges that they've with the surge successfully. But not a single piece of progress has been made since day one on the political front, because the commander-in-chief and the administration has never put forward a political surge equal to what we've asked of the military.
And we'll have to leave it there. Congressman Emanuel, thanks very much.
Thanks, Melissa.
That's Congressman Rahm Emanuel, Democrat of Illinois.